With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The school district of Rhinelander will be asking voters to approve additional funding for operations. The referendum will be for an additional $3 million per year in each of the next two school years. The question will go before Rhinelander School District voters April 1st. When combined with funding approved in a previous referendum, the district would exceed its revenue limit by $7 million in each of the next 4 years. The district says while financial support provided through the 2022 operational referendum has been incredibly important for the district's schools and students, costs have continued to increase at a rapid pace over the past 2.5 years. This spring, voters will be heading back to the polls to choose their elected officials for many local government positions. If you've been considering running for a local office, time is running out to get your name on the ballot. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
In April, city council, town board, school boards, and other local government positions will be up for election. In Park Falls, for example, the mayor and 4 alderperson seats are up for re-election. In Lac-des-Flambeaux, the town board is expanding from 3 seats to 5. Melissa Kono is the town clerk of Burnside in Trempealeau County. She's also the community development educator with UW Extension.
My areas of research is elections and encouraging people to run for office. I've been doing that work for at least a decade now, really focusing on encouraging underrepresented groups to pursue elected office.
She understands there's a lot of reasons people don't run for office. It's often a thankless job. Elected officials are under a lot of scrutiny and criticism. Still, Kono encourages people to run for democracy and as a public service.
Representation is important and democracy is important. And so, you know, even at the local level, voters should get a say in who represents them and then who fulfills the duties of local office.
Kono says it's important for people to pick an office that interests them. If you're someone who's good with spreadsheets and have a background in finances, maybe a treasurer position is good for you. If you're passionate about improving roads and making the community a better place to live, maybe consider a town board or city council position. She also encourages people to look at what skills people already have on a board or council and if there's a skill set missing that you could provide.
I think there's skills that people have in other areas of their life, whether it's their work or their hobbies, that do lend themselves well to being in public office.
Some towns and villages hold a caucus in January to put candidates on the April ballots. Many require candidates to collect signatures and submit nomination papers by January 7th. You should contact your local clerk for candidate information. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The election for local government positions is April 1st. If needed, there will be a primary February 18th. As the Northwoods gets ready for another round of snow, the Wisconsin State Patrol reminds people to give snowplows plenty of space. There are no laws against passing snowplows, but you should do so very carefully. There's usually a lot of slush and snow coming off the plows. In Wisconsin, drivers can't follow a plow closer than 200 feet on highways. Bradley O'Kane is a captain with the Wisconsin State Patrol.
They're usually working long hours to try to get the roads in the best possible condition during these winter events. Just giving them the space that they need to do their work.
You can always check road conditions before you go through 511 Wisconsin. There's an app, or you can visit 511wi.gov. 511 Wisconsin first launched 15 years ago in 2009. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation this week announced new winter road condition categories for it. The categories are now normal, partially covered, completely covered, travel not advised, and no report. You can also get traffic updates and see live camera feeds of highways. A new federal program launching next year is designed to help hospitals struggling to stay afloat in rural places. Kathleen Shannon reports.
About 360 rural hospitals across the U.S. are at immediate risk of closing because of severe financial problems, according to the Center for Healthcare Quality and Payment Reform. That's why the National Rural Health Resource Center is launching the Federal Rural Hospital Stabilization Pilot Program. Alyssa Meller is the center's chief operating officer. She says the program will offer technical assistance for up to 2 years to an initial cohort of 8 hospitals and virtual community support to 12 more.
It is a program that's aiming to improve the healthcare in rural communities by by really helping keep healthcare services available locally to increase patient volume and improve revenue.
Meller says the program will help engage the hospital's communities to promote services too. The application period opens Wednesday and closes January 15th. Meller says several things contribute to hospitals' financial woes, including when residents bypass local services and opt to go elsewhere, fixed costs that exceed reimbursement rates from Medicare and Medicaid, and a lack of services tailored to meet community needs, leading to operating losses.
And so again, this program then will help stabilize their current service line, but also will help them dive into what is needed at that local level and provide technical assistance and support.
Meller said that as of Friday, about 300 hospitals were registered for Wednesday's virtual informational session. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Impaired driving gets a lot of attention from law enforcement during the holiday season. The Wisconsin State Patrol is among law enforcement agencies throughout the state participating in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. The national effort is now underway and runs through New Year's Day. Those planning to attend a holiday party are encouraged to plan for a sober ride ahead of time. If you're hosting, consider how your guests will get home. In addition to the risk for a crash, impaired drivers can lose their license and face thousands of dollars in costs and higher insurance rates. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.